here at the Sanctuary, we provide an overnight, every night crisis service for people who are just at the end of their tether and feeling that they can't cope anymore with issues like panic attacks, depression and suicidal thoughts.
And I mean, you say overnight, I mean, that is a vital time, isn't it? Because that is a place where most people feel shut off.
Certainly, in our experiences, all services tend to close around 5 o'clock at night. And for people experiencing problems like anxiety and depression, it is during the night when those problems can feel much worse because there is no other support available. So for us, it was critical to get a service in operation every night and all through the night.
And what sort of numbers are you tending to see using your service?
What we're finding is that we're getting a lot of people who are calling us for support and having a supportive phone conversation with the sanctuary coordinators, and just having that conversation alone has been enough for some people to just keep their crisis at bay and enable them to sort of tide them through the night. But for other people, they feel that they need to come in person and have that one-to-one support and that nurturing and caring environment that the sanctuary can offer. So at the moment, we can accommodate, say, up to about 5 people at any one time. However, we could expand that capacity if we were able to secure additional funding for the service.
And are these people from all different ages?
Yes, I mean, what's great about our service is it knows no bounds in terms of it's accessible to all types of people from all sections of the community, of all ages, of all races. You know, we really are an accessible service, and being based here in the heart of Manchester really does help with that.
We hear so much about mental health issues at the moment in the news, some real tragedies. I mean, we're hearing 15-year-olds, you know, taking their own lives. I mean, does that surprise you?
I think historically mental health services have been the Cinderella services of health services, so it doesn't surprise me that we are still sadly hearing all these stories of people who've been let down by services who just haven't been able to get their needs met. I think it's a real need to deliver services in a different way and to not see that all services need to be delivered with clinical staff. I mean, what's different about the sanctuary here is we put to best use the personal experiences of others who've been through living with anxiety and depression, and we employ those individuals to provide support to others through the sanctuary's facilities. So I think peer support is really important. You don't always need to spend a lot of money to provide a high quality first class service. A lot of people find that they often are told that they don't have the right type of diagnosis, or they're not quite severe enough, and so they fall between gaps in services. And this service itself was identified as a direct result of us seeing that there was a huge gap in crisis provision during the night, and particularly for people who, if they ordinarily would have pitched up at A&E, which many of our clients formerly would have done, they would have been assessed and deemed not to be suitable for services because their presentation wasn't severe enough. But they still are experiencing very high rates of mental distress. So, you know, we as an organisation, self-help services exist to plug the gaps in NHS service provision and to deliver services in a different and innovative way.
And as part of Mental Health Awareness Week, you're working with the police and NHS services to direct people in the right direction.
Absolutely. It's critical that we work with a range of key stakeholders, including Greater Manchester Police, because the police, as you'll be aware, are experiencing a great take-up of their services by people who are experiencing mental health difficulties. And they don't know where to take these individuals because, again, they themselves have experienced a gap in services. So having somewhere like the Sanctuary to bring people who don't need hospital treatment but do need something is a critical and vital service for the police themselves.
The Sanctuary itself, is there just Sanctuary Manchester, or has it branched out across the UK?
That's a really good question. We're hoping to expand the sanctuary into other parts of Greater Manchester. We've had a lot of interest from colleagues, NHS Trust and indeed the police and the Police Crime Commissioner, who are looking at helping to develop further facilities across the GM patch.